You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. We'll start today with housing. We're headed into spring and summer when lots more houses come on the market. There's news today that it's been a decent, if not amazing, winter for housing. And there is slow and steady growth in new home construction and sales. But there are also a lot of reasons why these numbers should be a lot better. Rents are up, mortgages are cheap, and more people have jobs to pay those mortgages. So what's going on? From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
It seems like you hear home construction everywhere in my hot urban neighborhood of Portland, but head out to the suburbs of many American cities, and it's a lot quieter. The subdivisions of modest single-family homes with a little yard and a two-car garage aren't being built like they used to in the boom years of the 90s and 2000s. Jessica Louts at the National Association of Realtors says the shortage of homes for sale in urban and suburban markets is sending prices higher.
Pushing first-time home buyers and millennials and single home buyers who traditionally would be a force in the market to the sidelines because they aren't able to afford a home right now.
That imbalance of supply and demand should lead builders to put up more starter homes where land is cheaper out in the burbs. And it will in time, says economist Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders.
All the supply-side headwinds are follow-on effects from the Great Recession. There was concern by the banks, is this a market that we want to take risk making those loans? But generally, we do see things improving.
But one key component of full recovery from the recession hasn't shown up, and that's young people starting families. Their careers were delayed, they have debt and economic anxiety. University of New Hampshire demographer Kenneth Johnson.
Young Americans are still not having babies. Anything that delays children is likely to have an impact on housing.
Johnson says if those 20 and 30-somethings don't start having babies, even as the economy improves, there could be less demand for new homes for a generation to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.